morning. It's time to check in on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for local government news. Joined on the phone by Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Penny, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Not too bad, Aaron. Hope you're doing well.
Doing okay. So Catch us up. A lot's going on. Last night, a lot's going on all the time. Like, this is typically the summer lull.
All the time. Yeah. Not happening. Yeah. You were going to say last night. Yeah, we had a quick meeting last night to approve some funding for the technology portion of the Orange County Schools Plan. And they didn't get that in before we went on to recess. So we had to go in and, just get a quick resolution going and shifting some money over. And that's roughly about $800,000 a year they spend on technology in the Orange County schools.
And was that just kind of
We did that.
Just like rubber stamp approval kind of thing? Or were there questions about the proposal?
Yeah, not exactly about the proposal, but, we did the same thing with Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools before we left. And Mark Dorson, Commissioner Dorson, had similar questions to Orange County Schools, and they were able to answer those questions last night, more so about the privacy of the student that is taking a computer that's owned by the school home. What kind of privacy do they have, and, what does the school use for filtration. So some good questions, and we got some good answers on that. They do have policies in place, so we asked to see that when we come back in September, just to have that on record that we did receive the policy.
Yeah, they've already been doing this since March, but now we know that the schools are going to be at least partially online, hybrid, remote instruction as we get into the fall, which is no surprise, but that also just underscores the need for technology. And if there's a gap between people, students who have technology and people who don't at home, then we got to be worried about closing that gap.
Yeah. And it's a huge problem. I think, I mentioned it when we were talking about the budget session during the budget sessions, that I wanted to set up an emergency education fund for just what you just talked about right now. This goes even beyond the $800,000 in their technology money for their regular one-on-one technology for students, because we know that out in the county, there are dead zones. There's absolutely no broadband connection. I don't know how we can hold kids responsible for doing work if they don't have broadband connection. So it's a huge concern. And I know it's not just Orange County or North Carolina. It goes across our country. Broadband has to become a utility, and it has to be available for everyone. Until we have that, we're just gonna go on with children that have and children that have not. And it's just a huge concern. We know that they lost some already, right? When they came out in spring break and they didn't go back, we know there's some kids that have already sort of, didn't have the ability to be online. And Orange County was mailing assignments to children, which is not such a great solution because it's very, very expensive as well. So.
That
was a concern. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. I was just gonna follow up on that. What else is Orange County doing to help in that situation right now?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that they might have to do something like they did last year. I'm sorry, not last year, but in the spring, is those that can't get connected to broadband, they're gonna have to put these packets of assignments together and mail them to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the way they're going to have to do it to keep up. You know, we don't know about who's going to opt in and opt out yet for in-person school. We're just starting to see folks start talking about that to go on to the virtual academy. I know that we've had some emails about that and folks that are going to be doing that. Orange County was thinking about offering, 4 days on, and then you have a week off, and then you come back 4 days. So you could be actually in school for only 8 days during the month. That was one of the options, because we know we can't have all the kids in the school at the same time, because there's no way you can social distance them. I'm a little less familiar with the Chapel Hill plan right now. I know they put a couple out there for parents to consider as well. But, it's a tough choice right now what to do, because parents do have to work, and you know, teaching and working and you know, being a parent all at the same time has got to just be so stressful right now.
Yeah.
And I feel for everybody.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. And we've talked about this countless times before, just how much the schools factor into your work and the decisions that you have to make as an elected official in Orange County. But now in this situation, it really just underscores that much more how important the schools are, not just in terms of the education that's being provided, but the socialization, the school meals, the support network, the time away from home so that parents can go to work. Like, there's so much that we rely on the schools for, and that's gotta change the way that we approach the public schools when we're out on the other side of this. Like, it really needs to drive us to care more about the public schools, knowing just really dramatically how important they are.
Yeah, and I think that's right, Aaron. I think you know, our teachers are our heroes. They're trying to come up with some really good solutions as kids get back into the classroom. I do think we have to hold the state accountable, though. We cannot rely on county funding for these schools, primarily county funding. It just will not work. We need to get the state to open up their eyes to see how they have been starving the schools over the past 10 years. And it really is just a disgrace. And I know that we have, our legislators are constantly working on this. I know certainly Greg Meyer, this is really close to his heart, to, you know, in his passion to make sure that he gets additional funding for school. But, it, you know, our legislators have to wake up. It's a disgrace. And also the federal government. I mean, the fact that the federal government doesn't offer more funding for schools, I know we can't expect anything in this administration, but hopefully by December, January, we can have a better dialogue in this country about how important education is.
Other things going on in Orange County that folks ought to know about.
Yeah, so last night also we had a joint petition by Commissioner Price and Commissioner Markopoulos to make Juneteenth a holiday for all county employees. Commissioner Price wrote up some language for a resolution, and that she circulated that amongst us. Unfortunately, we couldn't vote on it last night because it wasn't part of our special meeting, and the rules and regulations, because we know we love rules and regulations about special meetings, is that you can only vote on what you listed on that agenda. And because it had not been listed on the agenda, we'll come back and we'll vote on that in the first meeting in September, which is September 1st. But yeah, that was a good collaborative effort, and really appreciate the language that was proposed last night. We'll get a little bit of an opportunity to take a look at that and then also make an agenda item of it so everyone actually knows what that means. I mean, when you have a county, it's a big county, you have to take into consideration, you know, not only the funding, but what does it mean when we have essential workers that have to be working? Can they, you know, switch out a holiday, or do they get time and a half? So, you know, just those logistics have to be worked out. But I am pretty sure that we have full board consensus on that. So that's pretty exciting. And congratulations to Carrboro also for passing their resolution last night. Good showing for Carrboro. We know that Hillsborough's done it already. I'm sure that Chapel Hill has something in the works when they come back in the fall as well.
So you talk to the three mayors all the time. What have your conversations been like in the last week?
Oh, goodness.
Summarize it in 30 seconds, you know.
30 seconds. Okay, after we close the restaurants down at 10 o'clock, we've got both, you know, emails that were so appreciative, and then on the other end, people that were not appreciative. So that was like a mixed bag. I think more people were happier with that move than not. We've also got a shout out at the governor's press conference yesterday for doing it. And I think Charlotte now is looking at our order, and they may be moving towards doing a similar thing that we did. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to be a leader and, you know, be the first one to do it. But once you start hearing people talking about it and you say, oh, well, Orange County was doing it, you know, let's take a look at that. You feel good about that decision. So, you know, the mayors and I, we knew that we were going to take a little heat for that one. But, you know, we made the right decision on that. And so that was good. You know, we are very concerned, Aaron. Our numbers continue to rise. And if you go on the website now, that Orange County was a lighter blue box. It's now a dark blue box. And because we hit over 1,000 cases here. And that was kind of, you know, that was that sort of number I really didn't want to get to, but we did. And we are, you know, 22, 23 a day. It's just not a good showing. I know some of it has to do with because we're doing more testing. We've tested about 11% of the population in Orange County now, which is good. We could be doing better, but it's a good start. But, you know, the big concern, and we all know this, is that we have 2 weeks and counting before the students start coming back on campus. And is that going to actually overwhelm our health system here? And we just, you know, we're looking for all answers. Anything the university can share, we welcome.
And I was kind of thinking along those lines that you have regular conversations with the mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro. What's your communication like with UNC on a regular basis?
Yeah, so they stepped it up. The health department has been talking to UNC on a regular basis now, probably about two or three times a week. The managers have been meeting with the provost at least once a week. And we have Chief Perry, who is on campus, has been conducting meetings with other law enforcement about twice a week now. So it's all starting to step up as the students are coming in. And, you know, there are there's just still the idea of so many more people being here and, you know, the university's roadmap, even with the off-ramp, which we're not quite sure when that metrics hits, where that off-ramp starts to kick in. There's still some real concerns. But yeah, Aaron, I mean, it's true. The communication has stepped way up. And, you know, our health department is feeling a little better now that that there is this constant conversation going on. But, you know, we know that testing is key. And right now we're struggling with testing. We know that getting results in 24 hours is key, and we're struggling with that here. We're not. I mean, in some cases, people aren't getting their results for like 5-6 days, which is totally unacceptable. I mean, that doesn't work. You know, there's still these concerns that are going on, and we just don't want to become that next hotspot. But you know, we're going to do everything we can try to avoid that.
Again, orangecountync.gov for more information on Orange County government. County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you next week.